everybody. Welcome to Tool Belt Diva. I'm your host, Norma Valley, the Tool Belt Diva. I am such a lucky girl because I get to work with such fabulous ladies around the country on my television show, Tool Belt Diva, and I get to interact with them as well on my radio show. And I have a beautiful lady named Elisa. Where are you?
I'm in South Florida in the Boca Raton area.
So tell me, what's going on in your life?
Oh, well, my life's a mess.
Oh?
Yeah, my personal life's a mess. You don't want to hear about that. I just went through a divorce, so I'm a single again. But, yeah, it was just Friday. But I do most of my home stuff by myself. But, you know, being single, I do whatever I can by myself. I've done a lot of the interior painting and changed out my coach lights and, you know, put up some motion sensor lights in the back.
Good.
Some of these things I saw you do.
Good.
Fix the patio, cracks in the patio.
Yeah.
Lights in the mailbox. I watch all your shows.
Right on. Good.
I love it.
I'm glad. Thank you.
One of the things I was thinking was about changing the tiles in my laundry room. I have sort of a reasonably small laundry room, but I have a washer and a dryer and a utility sink. And under the washer and dryer is some of the tiles are ripped up. It's like the square linoleum tiles.
Uh-huh.
But it would be, I couldn't really take the washer and dryer out of the room because it's too little.
Right.
And it would just be me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to come and help.
I'd love to. I love Florida.
Get you down to Florida.
Do you have a pool?
So I was wondering if you had any tricks to like disconnect the washer and dryer simply and like move them to the other side. It would just be enough room to just move it right across the room.
Right.
And then sneak back there. Do you have to rip up the old tiles or can you just retile over tiles?
You can retile over tiles, absolutely.
Okay.
But if you're going to do that, you want to make sure that the tile underneath, if anything is loose or chipping off or anything like that, you want to remove all that.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to go through a process of like using a leveling compound.
Okay.
So that, because those indentations under the tile that could possibly press through and leave like an imprint onto your new tiles.
Okay, because there was one show you did, I think you ripped up all the tile that was there before you started over.
Yeah, I would suggest taking up the old tile.
Isn't it a bear, though?
Not necessarily. The thing that you want to... How old is your house? Because you need to ask
your...
10 years old. Okay. So that's one problem we can rule out, because one of the things you have to consider before ripping up tile is, are they asbestos tiles?
Oh, no. I think they're not. No,
yeah.
Just little linoleum squares that are down there.
Okay, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
And especially if it's a small room.
Yeah.
I would do that. I mean, yeah, I always think it's better to start on a fresh surface.
Okay. Yeah, because then I'd probably have to do the baseboard too, pull out the baseboard and then put it back.
Oh, no, I don't think so at all.
Oh, no?
No. You go right over. It should be fine.
Okay, that was the other fear I had, is that I would have to pull out the baseboard because a tile might be underneath the edges of the baseboard.
Oh, I see what you're saying. What is there now?
It's the little linoleum squares, and I think they go, I'll look while we're talking because it's not far.
It's not wood molding?
I think it's... Yeah, well, it's kind of, I think it goes right under the edge of the baseboard, because then there's like a caulking right at the edge, so it's caulked to the baseboard.
Right. So in that case, you should be able to take the old tile out without damaging that. What you'd want to do is you take a razor.
Okay.
Take a utility knife and crack that caulking seal.
Okay.
At the baseboard, where the baseboard hits the molding.
Right.
Where the baseboard hits the tile, I should say.
Right.
And then, you know, work the tile out, away from the molding and slowly work your way in under it.
Uh-huh.
And you should be able to shimmy that tile out.
Okay.
See what I mean?
All right.
And another trick that people don't know about is to heat the tile up. With a heating dryer, you know, like a blow dryer, but
right.
It's really high temperature.
Right.
Can you
rent those?
I think you may be able to rent them.
Okay.
I don't think that, well, another alternative is to use a torch. A small, it's like you could buy a small torch that you'd see a plumber use. It's like a little canister.
Right.
And then there's like a little nozzle on top that you light. And you just sweep, I don't know if you've ever seen on one of the episodes I've used it. You sweep it across the tile, you know, very smoothly. Don't keep it concentrated in one area because it'll start to burn.
Right. Right.
You just want to heat, what you're doing is you're heating up the adhesive underneath the tile.
Right.
And then you're letting it become ooey and gooey. And then you can stick your scraper underneath and peel the tile away.
Okay. So you do it underneath of the tile or on top of the tile?
On top of the tile.
Okay. Yeah, my brother-in-law might have one of those torches. I'll have to ask him. He has an air conditioning company, so he might have one I can buy.
Oh, he would definitely have that.
Yeah.
Definitely have it. That's the easiest way to pick up tile.
Okay.
And then as far, your other question was about moving your washer and dryer.
Yeah, is there anything tricky to slide it? Like maybe those furniture slider things?
You could do that, but more important than that is the connections.
Uh-huh.
Because your dryer is connected. I mean, besides unplugging it, obviously, your dryer is connected to a vent.
Right. Well, that I've, because when I moved in, I changed that vent.
Oh, so good girl. So you know
that's how to do.
That you know how to do. And yeah. And what about the shutting off the water supply and the water lines?
The water supply is right outside the house, and then right behind the washer is the water connectors. So I could probably just shut those off.
You just shut them off and unscrew them.
Yeah.
Good.
Because I even changed my kitchen after watching your show, changing the kitchen sink. You did a kitchen sink with on a whole new faucet.
Yeah.
And then my problem was my kitchen faucet, underneath the faucet, it was rusted so bad that
you couldn't unscrew it off.
I talked to somebody. They sent me to buy a special tool, but I still couldn't get it off. It was rusted so bad. I ended up having my now ex-husband came over and use a sawzall,
right.
Cut the whole faucet off.
That's what happens sometimes. You just got to cut the thing out.
They literally had to cut it out and drop it out the bottom because it wouldn't come out.
You know, sometimes you don't even need like a big old sawzall, which can be intimidating and heavy to use, and in you know, especially in a sink faucet. Mm-hmm. Vanity area. You could buy a little, it looks like a little hacksaw plumbers use a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it has a very sharp blade that cuts right into metal. And you could like cut your fittings off to take the, release the nuts on the faucets. You know what I mean?
Right.
And actually pull it out that way.
Right.
Instead of getting I had to do that at my mom's house. I didn't get a sawzall in there. I just use a little handsaw.
Up on the top of it, I had to cut the whole top of the faucet off.
Wow!
From the top of the at the base of the top of the sink, because I couldn't get underneath to the back of the sink underneath because it's a double sink.
Right.
And it was way up there, so I couldn't get in there any which way.
Oh,
He just cut it off. He had a sawzall, so he cut it off, and it was so rusted. I would have never gotten it.
Yeah.
Would never, ever gotten it. And, they're talking to me at the home improvement store, and they're talking to me like I'm stupid because I couldn't get it open. I said, I know somebody's a plumber. They told me there's a certain tool, and they're like, oh, no, you shouldn't need that. You shouldn't need that. Well, there was no way. I emailed a picture of this piece to the plumber that told me about this tool because he was upstate.
Right.
Somebody I went to high school with, and he says, you would have never got it even because I went and bought that tool.
But you know what? The thing is, because I'm unfortunate, and it's so sad but true, because you're a girl.
They talk to you like you're crazy.
Yeah, and it's not until a guy tries it, and then he can say, oh, no, there's no way that ever that's going to get off. And then everyone's like, oh,
and
it can't come off.
I love your show because you empower women. You never talk to them like they're stupid. You sit down with them sensibly. You find out what their goals are, what they want to do. You make your shopping list, and you tell them why you're getting whatever. And even when you choose your screws or your nails, you explain the differences because nobody tells us that stuff.
I'm glad that you enjoy the show and you're learning stuff from it.
That's what I love about your show, because you educate and you have fun the whole time.
Thank you. We have a lot of fun.
It's so cool. I'm so jealous that I'm not living in Seattle anymore, because I did live out there. And I said, I wish I knew the show was there then.
Oh, well, you know what? Tool Belt Diva is going to work her way around the country. So we're going to have to come to Florida sometime. And trust me, if we do, I'm going to come to your house.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. I would love to meet you because you have so much energy.
Thank you, Alyssa.
It's a really, really
Well, you fun. Never know. I do make appearances around the country at different trade shows and stuff. So, you know, check out my website.
Well, I have gone on your website and looked, and that's how I hooked up with you tonight.
Excellent.
Your radio show. And because I wrote a note about how much I love your show. And I used to see you on the other show.
Yes, I'm Rally Around the House, Well, Alyssa, thank you so much. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you.
And I wish you... So wait, before we go, you're getting ready to sell your house?
I'm going to sell this house because I got divorced on Friday.
I'm really sorry, but you know what? I'm sure that your life is going to move forward in a positive direction.
I hope So I just have this big house and it's all by myself. I have a big 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3-car garage and it's just me.
Well, make a ton of money on its sale.
I'm hoping.
And roll it over into something great for yourself.
I'm hoping. And maybe if I buy something that to renovate, I can get you out there and work with me and teach me. And
it would be my pleasure, Alyssa.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for the great show. You really teach us women and you empower us and you show us that we can do it even without the guys.
Right on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alyssa. Best of everything.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio.
Shows have been geared towards guys, and I say, why should they have all the fun? Say goodbye to honey-do lists, because on my show, honey, you do it yourself.
Don't miss Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9.
Oh, just watch my show, capiche? Discovery Home Channel. Gotta watch it.
Discovery Home Channel is available 24 hours a day on digital cable and satellite. Call today and ask for Discovery Home Channel.
Up next, we have Shosana, who was a guest on Tool Belt Diva, the television show on Discovery Home Channel, and she and I together put in a new shower door. Shosana, talk to me, girl.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are your shower doors?
My shower doors are so perfect, and you would be so proud of me. After you guys left, I decided to rip out my shower door in my bathroom.
Did you really?
I did. I felt so good and so comfortable.
Okay, so everyone that's listening, Shosana and I got into her bathtub, tore out her nasty old broken stinky crappy shower doors.
Yes.
And we put in new shower doors together.
Beautiful new doors.
Beautiful new doors.
Such a difference, I can't even tell you. I decided that my bathroom needed to look as good as the kids' bathroom.
Well, you did it to protect your children. You changed those shower doors out because they were so broken that they go in there, they wouldn't be able to open the doors up.
I couldn't get out.
They were beautiful doors.
Yeah.
They were frameless, right?
Yeah, they were great.
And absolutely beautiful. And so tell me, you put in a shower doors in your own shower yourself?
I did, absolutely. I pulled the other one out just like we had done in my bathroom.
Right.
Scraped it down, cleaned it just like you showed me how to do, and went and bought a new door and installed it.
Congratulations.
Hey.
You really are a Tool Belt Diva.
I'm feeling like I am.
That's great.
Yeah.
So this door was for a shower stall?
It was. It was a shower stall.
Cool.
One thing that I didn't do that I should have done was I should have measured before I ripped the old one out.
Oh.
Because unfortunately, it was a narrow door, which is a special order, which I didn't realize.
Right.
So, you know, you probably told me that and I wasn't paying that.
But that's okay.
But you know what? It worked out just fine. I just didn't have a door for a few weeks.
Right. You flooded your bathroom every time you showered.
Exactly. But it worked out.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you run, while you were doing the project, did you run into any problems?
You know, other than not measuring first, that was the big thing. And then making sure that I had the correct drill bit, the masonry bit.
Right.
Put in the new door.
Good for you.
But yeah, other than that, I was pretty proud of myself.
That's fantastic.
I felt really good. I felt like I could do it.
And you did.
I did.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
What is there anything else that you're ready to tackle in your house?
You know, I'm kind of looking into, and you're going to laugh at this, I'm looking into refacing the doors, the cabinets in the kitchen. Remember how they were old?
Yes.
And they just had that really old, rustic look, which really doesn't match the rest of the house anymore. So I'm thinking about taking a class on how to redo the doors.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
From what I remember, were they dark wood?
Yes.
Yes.
Wood. And remember, I changed out the knob.
Right.
Front.
And that,
and
changing out knobs, you know, that makes a big difference, too.
Huge.
But you want to take it a step further.
I do. I really think that it would look so much better and so much brighter. Because remember how the living room is so bright?
Yes.
And then the kitchen's kind of dark.
It is dark.
So I'm thinking if I lighten up the cupboards, then I think I'm good to go.
I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah. And then, the other thing I did, I fixed the gutters while you were gone.
Did you really?
I did.
What did you do?
Well, I had to get up and obviously clean out because, you know, in Washington, we get a lot of debris up on our roof.
Sure.
So I got up there and I cleaned the roofs, blew everything off, and then I needed to clean out the gutters.
Right.
And, you know, while you clean out the gutters, of course, there's a few that are totally clogged.
Right.
So I had to take them off, clean them out, and then reinstall. So
you're amazing. What did you do? How did you clean them out? Did you run a hose?
I run a hose, yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you find that when you were doing that, there were any, because that's a great time to check for leaks, too.
Yeah, you know what? I checked. There was one that was bent.
Right.
When I took it down to clean it, I took out my little pliers and I straightened it out and it was good.
You are awesome.
I'm loving it.
I
feel so empowered. I can't even tell you.
That is a great, you know, and that's something that I want to mention for winterizing your home. That's something that people should do is look at your gutters. Check
Absolutely.
Out your gutters before it's in the, you know, middle of the winter and it's horrible wet weather. Do it now while the weather is still good and make sure that they're not clogged, that the debris is cleaned out, that they're working properly, that they're allowing the water to flow and pass down to the downspout and,
yep.
you know, make the water go where it needs to.
Absolutely.
You're awesome.
I'm loving it. I told you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Hey, did you have to, you went up on a ladder to do that?
I did. I actually put the ladder, you know, up against the house and made sure it was secure, climbed up, and kind of braced myself because, you know, the roof had quite a pitch to it.
Yes.
So I kind of angled myself on the roof
right.
so that I was secure on my back leg and just, you know, kind of got the leaf blower going and got it all blown off and then swept it through. So
that's awesome. Did you have anybody working with you?
Yeah, I did.
That's a great idea to have.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on a, right, when you're on a ladder. You know, they sell something, an attachment for a ladder, like a straight ladder that you want to, there are two things that are really important. You want to make sure that that ladder is at a good angle. If the ladder is too straight,
mm-hmm.
you will climb up that ladder and it will absolutely fall backwards. You know what I mean? You want to
yep.
put a good angle on that ladder. And also they sell an attachment that you could hook onto your ladder. And then it hooks over your gutter. You know what I mean? So if it's the type of ladder that you're putting right up against your house,
right?
Not an A-frame type ladder. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the straight ladders.
Straight ladders, yeah.
Like an extension ladder,
yeah.
right? You put that right up on your house. And there's like an attachment that you can hang on that hooks over the gutters. And that's a great way to get up there.
Station.
Yes.
Very cool. I haven't seen that. I'll have to look for it.
Yeah. Well, however you did it right. So
I did it. It's good. It's done.
You did it.
And then I did a couple switch plates.
Awesome.
Yeah. Remember, I had two that weren't done. The one that was I had a light switch, and then I had a wall plug. So I did both of those.
Good girl.
Yeah.
You have just been so busy.
You'd be so proud. You have to come and see.
I love that. I love that. You're a real tool belt diva, and you're just continuing on. After I leave, you're just, you know, keeping it going and you're just making improvements all over your house, all over your life. And
I'm working on it.
And I'm sure that whoever you worked with was inspired by you as well.
Oh, thank you.
It's true.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else on the horizon?
Let's see. I do need to put together a swing set kit for the kids. And so I'm looking at Home Depot has, you know, those kits for the kids that has the slide and the swing and all of that.
Those are compared to what you've done, that's going to be child's play.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just, you know, make sure, look at the materials list. Look at, you know, make anytime anything is like a kit.
Yeah.
You remember we put the shower doors together?
The kit.
It's a kit. I mean, you have to look, identify all of your parts, all of your, you know, what screws go to what tools you're going to need. Get that all organized first so that when you put it together, you're not fumbling around with trying to find what you need and, you know, don't know what fits where and what part is what part. So you can, honey, with what you've done already, this is going to be easy.
Well, let's just hope it stands. I think it'll work okay.
It'll be great. All right, sweetie. Well, it was great catching up with you.
Hey, you too. Take care.
I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, honey.
Okay.
We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye now.
For years, because home improvement shows have been geared towards guys. And I say, why should they have all the fun? Say goodbye to honey-do lists, because on my show, honey, you do it yourself.
Don't miss Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9.
Oh, just watch my show, Capiche, Discovery Home Channel. Gotta watch it.
Discovery Home Channel is available 24 hours a day on digital cable and satellite. Call today and ask for Discovery Home Channel.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's time for the materials of the week with our friends at Material Connection. Material Connection is the world's leading resource for new materials and processes. And we're talking to Cynthia Tyler, who is the Senior Material Specialist. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I'm so excited to speak to you because a lot of people don't know that this library of 3,000 plus materials exists for anyone to access.
Yes, absolutely.
Whether you're a designer, an architect, a regular person that just wants to find out about really cool materials that they can use that exist that, you know, normally you wouldn't find out about if you go into your home center.
Absolutely.
So what do we have this week?
Today, we have self-cleaning glass.
Now, that's every woman's dream. Tell me how that works.
It's interesting. It's actually a surface treatment.
And okay.
It self-cleans. There's a coating applied to window glass.
Regular window glass?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is the coating is activated by UV radiation from sunlight.
Mm.
A photocatalytic reaction. You got light, and it's catalyzing a reaction that breaks up dirt that adheres to the surface of the window.
Wow, like a self-cleaning oven.
Exactly, almost.
That's amazing. So it's heated. Is this material is brushed on, sprayed on?
Yes, it is. It is applied. Commercially, I mean, you would purchase the window glass itself.
Okay.
It's not a coating that you can buy off the shelf.
I see. So you buy this particular window glass with this treatment already on it.
That's correct.
I see.
Yes. And the way it cleans, okay, and the UV light will actually break down the dirt. But it's also, this coating is hydrophilic, meaning that it loves water, it attracts water.
I see.
And so what happens is, instead of water from rain beating up on the glass, it'll actually form a sheeting action, and it'll wash away the dirt that has been broken down.
So the UV, whatever, you know, chemical processes, that's something that you can understand. I don't need to. But still, all the same is that the UV action makes the dirt break down, and then it absorbs humidity, moisture, rain, etc., and then kind of just creates a sheeting action and just kind of melts away?
Well, it's basically a two-step process. First, you have the UV radiation from the sunlight breaking down the dirt.
It's right.
Still on the window.
Right.
And the second step is that a rainfall will then form this sheeting action. It'll form a sheet of water instead of beating into,
to
little balls of spotted, you know, areas.
And then it'll cleanly pass down the window.
Right, that's correct. So if, for example, there is a drought,
right,
then you need to go out there with the garden hose and just spray it down.
But in, you know, with a regular rainfall, your windows are cleaning themselves.
That's correct.
I love it. What's the name of this product?
Active.
Active.
Yes.
Is our material of the week. Active. And if you want to find out more information about this product and other materials, go to materialconnection.com. That's connection spelled CONNEXION. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
My pleasure. Talk
to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to thank you all for listening to Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. Join us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Norma Valley, the Tool Belt Diva. Ciao tutti. We'll be right back.
years, home improvement shows have been geared towards guys. And I say, why should they have all the fun? Say goodbye to honey-do lists, because on my show, honey, you do it yourself.
Don't miss Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9.
Oh, just watch my show, Capiche, Discovery Home Channel. Gotta watch it.
Discovery Home Channel is available 24 hours a day on digital cable and satellite. Call today and ask for Discovery Home Channel.